You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Ruckus Podcast Show, live from Las Vegas, Sin City.
What's up?
How you doing, Proof? I'm the DRP.
This is Hunter Proof, half man, half liquor, one hell of a drunk.
And to the right of me, I got
King Relic, and I got an $11.99 bottle of Crown Royal, baby.
And someone jealous on this side.
How's everybody doing? Just want to say what's up to everybody. Hope you guys, I know it's we don't usually do this on a Wednesday night. But, we're live right now. We got people coming in right now. We do this every Friday, usually at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. But we're right now is a special edition. It's No Frills right here in the hotel, Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace. Like I said, the DRP, Ruckus Podcast Show. Danny Diablo is going to be coming in a couple minutes. We got Dimmy from Scarhead. We got Scam Dust from Scarhead. We got the Hunter Proof here, King Relic, They Live, Jason Logic, Prolific, Tony Slippers. We're looking forward to doing this, right?
Everyone in the whole fucking family.
Special guest from France we're going to bring into the show.
Spoiler, we got people showing up.
We got people showing up right here in the hotel room, live at Caesar's Palace. Right now, we're live on Danny Diablo's Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, as well as Force 5's Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. We really appreciate you guys. This Friday, December 1st, in Las Vegas at the Dive Bar, Madball, Scarhead, and so many motherfuckers. It's going to be insane. Diablo Fest, come out. It's only $35. There's like 20 fucking bands. It's going to be insane, you guys.
That's like $1 a minute for a band. Less than that. That's a better deal. That's like 14 cents a minute of satisfaction. You could fuck me 5 times for that kind of money. That's what a great fucking deal that is. It is amazing.
Relic, what do you got to say about all this?
You know, this is amazing. I took many naps, and I'm drinking many drinks, and that's it.
And you got this bottle?
$11.99
at the Stage Casino. Brought to you by Scam Dust. It was like, yo, I scoped this place out. We got it. Scam's in the background right now. Should we bring him in, or should we wait till Danny gets here? All right, we're going to wait till Danny gets here. Hunter Proof.
That's called fall off the back of a truck casino. Because we bought some. This is like a $19 bottle of mostly Fat Tuesday, Fat Wednesday, because I'm here. But that's the bullshit. It was like, this is how they sell you this shit. It's like, this.
Wait, they said fat on that?
Well, yeah, of course it's.
That's, that's cancelable.
Don't body shame me. I'm beautiful.
That's cancelable.
No, but it's like, it's $12 for like a human drink, or like $27 for like 17
so
feet
is
of
this,
drinks.
Is this a proof drink, or is that? How much alcohol is in there?
It is not the original intended.
Oh, wait, are you on probation now?
I am not.
You're not off probation.
No,
you're on.
I'm off.
Okay, good, good.
Okay. Also, hold on.
Dry snitch.
Bruh.
I'm just making sure. I want to make sure you know what you're doing.
Time out. Right. Hey, world. The state of Texas would not let me say and do stupid shit. You might not know why I've not been 100 proof of it, maybe 10 proof of it. It's because the state of Texas has not allowed me to travel and or drink or do things on camera. And if you saw the shit, fuck you. No, I didn't do that shit. But now I can. And I'm putting 4 or 5 brothers there getting the first 100 proof. Donnie didn't sign up for the shit. Donnie met
I did
me
not
like,
sign up for any of this,
he
guys.
He met me at like 12 proof.
Yeah.
I'm
you're
at 100
probation proof.
Right
proof
oh, yes.
It couldn't do shit.
We didn't talk about it because it's like Fight Club. We don't talk about that shit. Or like the fat chicks I fucked. You don't talk about it. But
everyone's had
fair.
One of those. Come on.
I had 1,000 of them.
Oh, 1,000?
No, and they're the best women I know because they're fucking beautiful and important, and I love you.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Make some comments. Come in. We'll try to share them with you.
We'll rotate. I'm going to hog it
no,
out.
No, no, no. You still talk. Let's talk about Bourbon Legend.
Oh, yeah. This is a thing, too. Bourbon Legend dropped August 5th.
There's Rick, but he froze up on us.
He keeps
popping it. Fuck you, Rick Dog.
Oh, speaking of fuck you, Rick Dog.
Yeah.
He commented earlier, was like, I only like albums I'm on. Rick Dog is technically on Bourbon Legend.
He is?
Yeah.
What
on,
song?
On Money to Burn, him and Riddler.
Oh, he does. Yeah, you're
but,
right.
But
I remember, kind of.
Well, he's on a dope-ass fucking track. So, but the deal was, you and I, we're like, hey, man, hey, Rick, how about this real cool, I want this cool thing you to call me and shit and tell me I'm a loser, which my dad's dead, so someone can do it for me.
Oh, man.
Guess who didn't do it for like 3 months? The skits we wanted.
Yeah, there was a guy named Rick Dog that forgot to do that.
Who the fuck is
Rick Dog?
The guy who forgot to do that shit.
Yeah. That's why it's Fuck Rick Dog Forever.
But he's still commenting like, I'm not your album. One, you are my fucking album. Plus, I got a Ruckus Brothers shit.
We're working on the Ruckus Brothers. You did some production on the DRP record.
Let's be honest. The Ruckus Brothers tracks are cooler than ones that he would have been on my album. So, I mean, I say the best shit. Oh, we got bangers.
Yes.
On the new. I want to spoil it, but I am mixing and mastering and have produced some of the new Derp album.
Yes.
If you don't know that,
yes.
DRP in English.
Yes.
Fucking. I don't like to give those compliments in person. Holy shit, there's some fucking great tracks on that.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I suffered a lot to write those tracks.
And it's not just, oh, I did heroin, blah, blah.
No. Yeah.
It's that's no. It is new. It is. Dude, I teared up on one of Whiskey Drank to Me shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Drank for Me shit. Yeah. It's some good shit, man.
Thank you, brother. And you did the production on the drums and all that for that one, too.
I
so
added back in. But yes. It was all ideas.
Yes.
Back too. But it's
yes.
So good, man. The album's going to. It's. Oh, yeah. I just think, we're all.
We got.
Four guys were a family, and they're all great fucking albums.
We have so many people behind us right now. It's a whole fucking crew behind us. I can't wait to. Well, let's get the man of the hour that. It's his festival. Can you come in and come in fashionably late, Danny? Thank you.
Let me.
Lord Ezex in the house, Danny Diablo.
The man who personally brought me back into this. I'm handing the mic off right now. It's all his fault. It's all his fault.
We're going to bring in Danny. 100 Proof, King Relic. We'll bring them back in a few minutes. Let's get that. Let's wait. Is it on? I want to make sure it's on. Don't turn it off. All right.
Check.
Oh,
can you hear it?
Oh, Danny Diablo.
Check.
Yeah. Everyone, trust me, it's good. So let's no. We've been doing it for 10 minutes. All right, look at the time.
Oh, 6 minutes.
6 minutes. Yeah, you were supposed to start here with me at 8 o'clock, and you came in fashion late. Anything.
That's all I'll say. That's why he's acting the way he is. He white clawed it up, son.
Danny, this is a lot of what you created here.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. You caused me a lot of stress through this, but why don't you talk about Diablo Fest, how it started and where it is now?
All right, guys, check this out. Diablo Fest started. I don't even know when it started.
You don't know when it started?
No.
2014?
2014?
I don't know. What?
Yes.
So what was the first Diablo Fest? Does anyone know?
Does anyone know? Is anyone on there? 2011?
2011.
That might have been the Ill Rock Bum Rush. I think I did
12. 2012? So we're
listen.
No one knows.
This thing
shit. Cheers from Serbia. I got to put that one up. Look at that. Serbia. Yeah. Cheers from Serbia.
Serbia.
What?
Hey, let's get some
pizzas
tonight.
What's up?
Cocaine and whiskey. Cocaine Jesus. Cocaine and whiskey. Oh, I'm sorry. You were talking.
So. I started it a long time ago because the Black and Blue Bowl, we used to do the Black and Blue Bowl, and I wanted to have like punk rock, hip hop, and hardcore all together. So I used to do it, used to be the pre party or the after party. It was like the Ill Rock Bum Rush.
Yeah, yeah.
It became Diablo Fest. In the last few years, we've been doing it really, but we never did any sponsors. And it was just, I put my friends and different people. It was a great eclectic. Set list,
yeah,
bands and artists, right? But all New York City. Then I started.
Did you strong arm everyone to play the show? Huh? Did you strong arm everyone to play the show?
Listen, we are the new Death Row. Right now, I'm doing Scam Dust is doing a whole album under my new publishing. Scam Dust Publishing.
Should we? Should we get Scam here?
No, not yet.
Not yet. All right, Scam. Not 2 minutes.
But what's it called? Basically, we did last year in Miami, South Beach.
Yeah.
So and that was a fucking great fucking event.
I mean,
so
yeah,
everyone came out and we did our show. So we changed it this year. We're doing it again, but it's going the
Black and Blue.
The Black and Blue Music and Arts Festival is going to be in Miami every year.
But right now we're talking Diablo Fest live Las Vegas Friday December 1st.
I know what we're talking about.
Now. Okay, sorry.
But I'm saying that it's basically what we're doing right now is doing we're showing all underground. It's all underground acts, hip hop, graffiti, metal, thrash, trap metal. You know, we got
Piss Mob on it, which are on East Bay Records, and the record drops December 1st. And that's my new album.
Friday, December 1st. Same day as Diablo Fest.
So it was shooting a video with Scammed Us.
Scammed Us.
Only did a few, what's it called? Features on that record because it's me and Piss Mob.
Yep,
so
yep.
Scammed Us is one.
Yep.
Big Lito, Diggy.
Yep. Diggy, Ill Rock.
Blissful Juice.
Yep.
Stress the White Boy. And Diggy mixed and mastered it. Well, who else is that?
Mick Lambro did the cover art.
Yep. Shout out to New Zealand and Australia.
Yep.
What else about that?
It's a phenomenal record. There's three videos already dropped. Fire, Drago.
Jesus Was a Jew.
Yes.
Drago set that up. Drago's the one to help me out. Found them. These kids are great. Randall's amazing. Chris Grau's amazing. And Matt's amazing. And they're going to perform. So I can't wait to see them. And when it's trap metal. And they're all different. The one kid's Irish, white trash, Puerto Rican, Cuban. So they're Ecuadorian. So they're from Jersey City. I'm happy that the young crowd is coming.
Yeah, definitely.
But
Diablo Fest has a little bit of everything.
Everything.
And that's like your brain, my brain.
Yeah.
There is a redneck from Texas. So we got a lot of people tuning in.
Yeah.
Should we bring in a guest right now, or what do you think?
Hold on. Let me bring in Tony Slippers first.
Slippers. Tony Slippers in the house.
Tony Slippers.
E-Train Records.
So Tony Slippers. How long have you been rocking with me, Tony?
2009, 2010.
And what happened when I went to Europe and you were supposed to come? What happened?
I got locked up by the FBI.
so West, but this hell is. Listen.
And West Nile got to take my place.
And West Nile went a thing. So that's how West Nile. So that's why I'm not like I got a few people that in my circle now when I do music. West Nile's one. Tony Slippers, Scam Dust, Piss Mob, and the DRP, and the They Live guys.
Yeah.
Besides that, I'm not doing any more of other people because most people in this industry, like I got mad love for a lot of people, a lot of underground artists. But I'm saying my circle, when I go on a road now, I know what I need. And it's my the E-Train Records, I signed them. Him, West Nile's on E-Train. They Live has a record on E-Train. Piss Mob's on E-Train. Slippers on E-Train. I'm putting out a record. With Scammed Us on E-Train. We'll do the Savage Brothers with Tony, right?
Yes.
We're going to do an EP called Savage Brothers. I'm doing an EP with everyone E-Train because I'll push it like it's mine because it is mine because it's my label. But it's half my record, so it's half their record. So I'm going to push it no matter what. So that's kind of cool. The owner of the label has a thing with you, but you know he's going to push it.
Right.
Yeah, that's all it is about. Underground, you know, we're doing punk rock.
And then... People that would never check our music will check it because they check your music.
That's what it is. Like it's like when I signed the Force 5 Records, I was like, a lot of people like, what are you doing? I mean, I was like, yo, Donnie came up to me, let's do this. And I was like, a lot of people at first were like, oh, look, the guys from Milwaukee, the Midwest, whatever. And then Scam, get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. And then it was like, yo, listen to that. Then I'm like, yo, then we did the Scarhead record, right? Yeah. And we pushed it, and we toured, and everyone toured. So now I understand that I have to go on the road all the time. We have to go. Whoever goes on the road, we all do the stuff.
Yeah.
So, guys,
shut the fuck up.
You just talk in the back. So basically, what goes on? Like I said, we're gonna do some stuff, and we put out an album on Mars, and we had mad people of Vinnie Paz on it.
Devils and Demons.
You go get it right now. But well, who's on it? Slain. Who else? G-Mosky. Shout out to Joe. Listen, G-Mosky is one of the illest out there. And I always want to say G-Mosky, Slain. Who else is on it? DRP? Vinny. Shout out to my brother, Vinny Paz. I love you.
Gorilla Voltage.
Gorilla Voltage. The two guys, right? What's the names? Both of them. But you two guys, hit me up. We got to do a song together because you guys killed it.
Juice Newton?
No.
Juice
Newton. So
Juice Newton could have made it on the album.
So check this out. It's meeting other people and bring a different world. So I'm bringing the hardcore punk gang culture into the fucking Midwest, fucking weirdo hardcore juggalo culture, and then the street culture. You mean like, so it's all about the underground and people hanging out doing it. It's a punk rock vibe, and that's it.
Slips, let me ask you this: how many Diablo Fest have you done now? How many is this going to be for you?
7 or 8.
This is your 7th or 8th one. Damn, he's played way more than most of. You're probably one of the most besides you then on Diablo Fest, right? Well, yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. No one's gonna beat you on that.
I did like Santos house party.
It's called Diablo Fest. I don't understand. So let me ask you this: how did it become to be where he asked you on the first one? You weren't already in FTW.
No. That was the I met him. The hell I met him. You know what I'm saying? We started hanging out.
Elmo, right?
Shout out to Elmo. Steve and Zaza.
Steve Zaza and Elmo.
My connection was Zaza. Your connection was Elmo.
Elmo, Zaza and Elmo, both of them, great guys. Let's go.
Yeah, so you was like, you put me on the Diablo Fest, which was the one with Necro and him.
Yeah.
And then I did that, yeah, and then you moved.
That was the Triggs.
Triggs all rest, yeah.
That's a piece thing, but I remember it's sad because Triggs went the year before, then the year after he died, so it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Hefty Metal died, and Hefty Metal played the Triggs thing. It was just a lot of people passed away.
Yeah.
Justina Valentine, who's
Wilding out.
She played. Shout out to Justin Valentine.
You had that other chick who did the gothic music.
You
had that chick that did the gothic music that was in Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black, but Jessica, hit me up to Jessica.
Yes. You had her at one of them.
She sings from Bruno Haria now.
Dude, our demon voice came out. It was Dog and the Dannys. I was like, where the fuck did that come from?
Oh, what's up, son? So yeah, Jessica Pimentel, who's on Orange and New Black. That's my homegirl, Taryn Manning.
Yo, you know who else performed that year? Where's Diesel?
Diesel, shout out to Diesel Lil Rock. Yeah. That is the one. You had a good time. So yeah, 100 Proof came out. Block McCloud came out.
That was Santo's house party.
Who else?
Block McCloud was it?
Oh, Mayhem Loren.
Mayhem Loren.
Mayhem,
Mr. Hyde,
Necro. We had tons of people.
You had Ill Bill 1 year.
Ill Bill and fuck. Fuck. Yeah, my boy.
Oh, GSX or something.
So Tomoki, GBT.
The name
on the thing is called. It's a weird name, but I love them.
Bring it back around for a minute. We just want to bring it back around.
I'm back, bitches.
Who is on this year's festival, Danny?
Let's see if you can remember. Who's on it? Madball.
Yep, Madball.
That's all I care about because I guess that's because that's my brother and I have to have the money, not like the other bands.
Oh. Yeah, that's on the
lineup,
I agree.
Yeah. So Rick the Temple, hey! Thank you, Rick.
Rick's working in the background. He's still in Wisconsin right now, but he's here on the podcast.
White trash.
Earth is flat.
So this year we got. Hold on, give me a piece of paper.
Hey, take off the flyer, Rick. There you go.
No, another one. Give me that paper.
Yeah.
So hold on. Thank you, guys.
Hey, I
go on
at
3:30. Everyone just be happy to play. Yeah. All right. So the six lockdown, 100 proof. They live. Lean 13. Tony Slippers, Piss Mob, Count Time, Big Left, Guilty by Association, the DR Pizzle.
With
Dick Dog, the Shark, any last words, Scarhead and Manbull. It's all punk rock.
Shout out Dimmy.
Shout out Dimmy, my brother. Anyway, he's over here doing his weed stuff. But I'm saying, guys, listen, it's all, I'm sorry against so many people. We should have said no to a few people because there's too many people, but we don't work it. Now we have to add the party at this thing in the same place, and it's going to be Jason the Sin God, Tone Word and Scam Dust. And I'm going to be DJing all with the four of those guys doing the after party. We're going to do 1, 2, 3.
So I want to ask you a question, right? So you've done Brooklyn, you've done Manhattan, you've done Queens, now done Miami now Vegas. What do you think about doing next year?
I want to do Milwaukee, but I think I want to do.
Get out of here.
That was good. That was good. I
he's gonna crash his RV right into the.
Yo, listen. First time I had a dumb RV. I'm too broke now. Listen, guys. I think I want to do my next one. Either I want to do it in Puerto Rico.
Ooh.
I want to do it in Puerto Rico next year. So we'll figure it out.
All right, who am I going to hand the mic off to next? Who am I handing the mic off to?
They got my passport, so I can't go anywhere.
Dim Rock. It's Dim you, Rock, baby.
Yeah.
Introducing Dim Rock from Crown of Thorns. Yeah, the Greek Freak, the original Greek Freak.
Dimmy Duvas. What's up, Dimmy?
What's up? Chilling.
Talk about, tell what you've been
doing. I love Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas.
Do you have a problem gambling?
Yes. the problem is I don't win as much as I want to.
Yeah.
But just like in life, you know what I mean? You take the wins with the losses. As long as you win more than you lose, just like in life.
Yes, go ahead.
Take care of business. You're lucky. I heard that somewhere.
Stigma.
I heard that somewhere.
Stigma.
Yeah, check Scam Dust IG.
Yo, live life by Vinny Stigma. Shout out to Vinny Stigma.
Shout out to Vinny Stigma forever.
So listen, I want to me. How long we know each other?
Practically all my life. And it feels longer than that.
No, but we stopped playing together a while, then we came back,
took a break.
And then we boom. Tell me all the bands you played for.
I did a full circle. You know what I mean? I did like a left.
But who else you play for? Hatebreed?
I played with Hatebreed.
Who else? Still
fantasy.
Suit?
Still Suit, Yuppie Side. I did a little fantasy. You know what I mean? Where I was playing with other bands too.
But
and then
that's
I realized
cool.
that coming back to where I belong, you know, home. That's home base. So it was always home base.
Dimmy, you can tour whenever we tour because you're the greatest touring musician of all time.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's a blessing to be on the road with, you know what I mean, nice people and fucking friends.
Right.
Exactly. It's a blessing every day.
No, but yes, listen, we
get to take out our friends from the neighborhood, which is even better. You know what I mean?
Is that a curse? Or
it's a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing and a curse at the same time.
What's up? What's going on here? Rick's running it. All right, wait. Jim Rock, what up?
Yeah,
hold on.
Yo, what up?
Johnny Polinski, what's up? Shout out, Vincent.
By the way, pick up that new Scarhead record because we put a lot into that. And that was.
Generators of Violence.
That was during COVID that was made. So
we did that in 3 days.
It was really, really rough to coordinate everybody.
Can I
get
say how
together.
Stressed I was when you guys came to the studio, though, the first day?
Write the song.
I said, all right, you guys ready? You guys ready to record? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, how many songs you got?
Shout out to Zach White Wolf for helping us.
How many?
Coming there.
How many songs did you guys have ready?
Zero. We have zero songs.
I left the studio. I'm like, I'm going to come back in 4 hours. You remember that?
Listen, that's how we do it.
And the OG Scarhead, people don't know, the very, very first Crown of Scarhead recording was supposed to be a Crown of Thorns recording.
What?
But our bass player was in another band at the time that was touring, so he couldn't make it to the recording. So we rolled through with Hoya, and we decided.
I told the girl that I had I told her that I have another band called Scarhead, and she was like, "All right." But
shout out to MQ. Shout out to MQ for giving us the name Scarhead.
Yeah, Himalash.
Came up with the name.
Yeah.
MQ one.
Lash is Scarhead. Lash is Scarhead.
Believe it.
That's it.
Thank you, Lash.
Shout out to Lash, everyone.
Lash also did backup vocals on the very first recording.
Hardcore. He did all the backup vocals on the Drugs by Sexy Beat.
Yes.
Drugs by Sexy Beat.
Yes. Hardcore trivia. Now you know.
Hey, I'm going to leave real quick. I think we should bring it. I got to have you three interviewing each other. No, you're staying for a minute.
Okay.
I want to bring you come here in my spot. Let's really. Should I shouldn't introduce him.
Who are you introducing? Call him.
All right, hold on, hold on. Let me go. So right now, coming to this chair is my nemesis, my brother, my nemesis.
This creation was made.
I created this guy.
At CBGB's.
I created this guy. I brought this guy to hardcore. We fucked up the whole hardcore scene.
Yeah, changes life, literally.
Come in, Mr. Dust himself. Yeah. Mr. Scandalito Dust. So everyone's just going on.
Yo, Lordy Zach. So if just, it wasn't for you, I would have had my teeth knocked out.
tell him how we first met.
Yo, when I met this gorilla, it was Secaucus, New Jersey.
Was it
Secaucus, New Jersey? No.
Urban Plaza. Urban Plaza.
No, that was the second other one. Okay, Urban Plaza. Like, God, this motherfucker, me. Right? Dun. It's a world of hate. You love us, we hate you.
Crown Thorns, it was Crown Thorns.
I like, this motherfucker, right?
Play with Crown Thorns, play with South Tennessee.
Yeah. So MQ said, Scam, you got to come over here. I was like, I'm a little tired right now. Because my brother got arrested the day before. Now I'm going to arrest him.
No, yeah, now I'm getting arrested.
Yeah. So like, I don't know if I can pull it off. So I stuck out the window, jumped in the 7 train. Went to the city and saw this motherfucker. And it's been like, what, 35 years now?
25 years.
How long did I know this guy?
97.
I know MQ 95.
Yeah, 97.
Or 98. 97. Oh, 97. Yeah.
97, I remember.
Right. This motherfucker and I went to a little party in Mexico. Right? Remember with Mexico?
That was 98. That was 98.
That's 98. Yeah. So 97. Yo, I love you.
So
am I signing with you? What's going on here?
Listen. Oh, shit. You are everyone.
Am I signed? I got a contract. Yo.
Scam Dust is signed to E-Train Records, everyone. And if you, everyone, you have his cash app, send him his money. Send him money.
Scam.
$4.20. You can join.
You can join and be part of the Scam Dust Army.
It's funny. We're having a good time. He's having a good time. But the truth is, I want to. No. Fuck you. Scam Dust!
All right. Oh my God.
Oh.
It always has to leave the time.
That's why. Do you hear me this?
Yeah, I'm sure you can. No, you need the other one. You need the other mic. That's a fake mic. That's why. Yeah.
That's why you should miss Dominicans and Cubans. Yeah, that's why you act very Dominican right now. All right, Scam Dust is gone. Keep quiet. I'm glad we're in a nice. Where's Jay? You live?
Yeah, we're gonna bring him up in a minute. We gotta before Dimmy goes.
Where's Dimmy going?
We gotta get the They Live guys. We gotta keep recycling. We got a bunch of people.
Wait, hold on, guys.
Yeah,
hold on, real quick.
Real quick.
Okay, so say what's up.
We have
happy birthday, Jimmy. I love you.
Thank you. There. All right, this Friday, help me celebrate my birthday. This Friday,
yes, thank you.
At the Dive Bar.
Tickets, buy your tickets.
Beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Only 6 miles from the strip. That's what I heard. Yes. Mad close, kid.
All right,
6 miles.
The Dive Bar, everyone.
You want to help out? You want to fucking have a good time? Come down to the Dive Bar. With everybody else, so we're gonna celebrate my birthday.
Vinny Ali,
have a great time. Watch Madball.
Happy birthday, DB Duvall.
Starhead, you know what I mean. And then we also, if you're in the New York area, come out to Long Island. We got Long Island, Crown of Thorns, December 20.
Amityville,
December 29th.
28th. What's that?
Yeah, we're playing. Also in Jersey, we're playing in Belmar. So if you're in Jersey, South Jersey. People down there.
Syracuse, right?
New Year's Day. It's a matinee. Special show. A Queens Crazy Killer show.
Yeah.
Killing Time and Crown of Thorns.
So Amityville, is that too, Killing Time, right? No.
But no, just in Syracuse. That's only right. In Syracuse. It's a matinee, and it's an early show. It's New Year's Day. So
New Year's Day.
I know you ain't going to get up that late New Year's Day, so get up early. You know what I mean? Do your thing that day. Come see us. It's a matinee.
What happened? So. Yeah, everyone, Vinny Ali, shout out to Spaghetti Park, Vinny Ali. You see what scam.
And before I go, last thing, we're working on a new COT, Crown of Thorns record. Should be out, hopefully.
Who are we talking to?
We're talking to a label. We've been in the codes for a while now. You know what I mean? Hopefully everything goes smooth and we push everything, you know what I mean? Vocals come out, music's put out in the right way, everything's in the right direction. There's no rush in it, you know what I mean? We can't rush something like that, so. We took this long, so we might as well take even more time to put out the product that we like. We all agree on 1,000%. All right?
Yes.
Peace out, motherfucker.
Peace out.
Yeah. Dimmy Duvas in the house.
You're
off the clock, Dimmy. You're off the clock.
Fine.
All right. Should we bring in our next guests of Diablo Fest? Both our blood pressures are going to go high when we announce these guys. Yeah, the other one's right there.
All right, come over here.
All right.
I want to introduce right now.
From Milwaukee, Wisconsin, we've got three people that do not obey the law. They Live is in the house. What's going on, brothers?
What up? You mind if we dance with your dates? You mean do you?
What's up, everyone?
Dump them out, you fucking moms.
Yeah, single moms, how's it going?
Wait, what about single moms?
How are you guys doing out there with that single mom? And
guys, let's talk, guys.
Yeah, let's talk Friday. Let's talk Friday. They Live back in Vegas, and why? You guys dropped a record in February, but there's something else coming up that we're promoting too.
We got EP going on.
Explain it. So it's we dropped the album in February. They Live. It was a self-titled album. Now we got an EP coming out. Mm-hmm. It's just called a self-titled. It's called Obey. The Obey EP.
Right?
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Six tracks. So we've been in studio like the whole entire winter. We got like 80 tracks going on, but we got an EP that we're about to drop. We're looking for early January, yeah. February. So,
do you guys have a video yet?
Yes, we do. It's called Evil Ways.
How many videos do you have out right now? How many videos do you have out?
Two right now.
Where can they find those videos?
They find it on YouTube right now. They Live at Official, and also 4Swipe Records YouTube. You can get it. We got Get It Good. That was actually filmed by Hunter Proof last time we were in Vegas. Yeah. 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 And then, we got a brand new one called Evil Ways that's dropping. We're hoping sometime late December, but early January. Gold Chain. So Gold Chain is the track that Hunter Proof actually produced. So that we got a video for that.
J Logic. Yeah. Which is your favorite song on the album?
Still broken.
On the EP or the EP?
Oh yeah.
Probably Evil Ways.
I would think it would be Still Broken.
That's on the album. He's talking about the EP, the new one.
I thought that was today.
That was yesterday. This is a new day. This is a new day, sucker. That was yesterday. This is a new day. Yeah.
Oh, that went low. That went low, nigga.
You're daily and a dollar short, buddy. That's all right, though. That's all right, though.
Hold on, though.
What's up? You just broke that Wi-Fi, nigga.
That's good.
Anyways, Evil Ways. Wait.
No, but seriously. Evil Ways, it's polar opposites of our other single. Yeah, I would say all the songs are dope, but we have two songs that just stick out. Evil Ways is so fucking evil.
Yeah.
It's named properly. But then we got Hollow. Yeah. And Hollow
is really good.
It's a beautiful song. It might be taken as out of context. Yeah. Like, where is this fucking thing coming from?
Yeah.
But it's beautiful and everybody, I love it.
You guys,
and that's the thing. We don't we're not AC/DC. We don't do that same fucking Thunderstruck motherfuckers.
But I like AC/DC too. Shout out to AC/DC.
Well, we love AC/DC. Everybody.
1984 after that.
Anyway, but all of our songs are fucking different, every single one. You said "Suck My Dick, You Fucking Bitch" 4 times in one song.
Yeah. That's a punk rock song.
And it was almost Shakespearean.
That's what I do.
And that's it, just it. So when that drops, y'all better grab it. If it's a punk rock song. If you don't,
make sure you come see us live.
Yes.
Friday.
Dive Bar.
Dive Bar. Where? Where, guys? The Dive Bar. Las Vegas.
Tomorrow's
Nevada.
Las Vegas, so calm down tomorrow.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
We're going to be somewhere tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Los Angeles. The free show. Bring it. Count Time, Hood Corner. TFL's playing.
The Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're not fucking jumping around for that.
I can't. There's 42 people on this couch.
You can see where we're at. We've been posting about it. We'll be in LA tomorrow. We're here in Vegas on Friday, and then we're in Phoenix on Saturday. If you're in the area, check out our socials. There's plenty of info on there.
Main thing I'm gonna say though, man, a lot of this wouldn't be possible without Danny and DRP. Danny became our DJ, and he made a lot of opportunities for us in doing everything. So,
and I got a record coming.
It is.
You ass kisser, fuck these guys.
Yeah.
Yo, listen, and also I got a vet EP coming out with you guys.
Yeah. They live versus Dan Diablo.
Port of Milwaukee.
Port of Milwaukee. Yeah.
Danny's versing a lot of people. Eventually, someone's gonna beat you.
I don't know about that, but I'm willing to retire when it happens. We're doing a fucking podcast.
Shout out to They Live. You guys, anything else you want to say before you go?
No, just come out. If you're in LA, in Vegas, in Phoenix, come out. Come out and see us live. It's a whole different experience.
Die Bar,
to have
out.
A great time.
All right.
We also we got brand new merch. It's on Diablo Fest. Also check out our album on 4SpyRecords.com, Spy Tunes, iTunes, Spotify. But we got brand new shirts, everything that's out on the new Diablo Fest.
You can go pre-order that new t-shirt. 4SpyRecords.com. 4SpyRecords.com/shop. You can go pre-order the brand new t-shirt.
All right, guys. Go out. Go out. Right.
Siphon them out. Siphon
Bye,
them
they
out.
Live.
Peace out, guys.
Bye, they live.
Fast. Now my knees are.
Go. Danny, you're going to have to introduce the next fellas. All right. Here.
Do your thing.
Hey. Come on, guys. Hey. Viva la France.
My boy Cyril, everyone.
Yeah, great guy. Oh, tattoo artist, hardcore.
Rumbler. I toured with Scarhead and played this place back in the day. What year was that?
I don't remember, but a long time ago, maybe 12 years ago.
12 years ago,
yeah.
Yes.
Probably 12 years ago.
12 years ago. A tattoo artist, a dope tattoo artist.
Thank you.
What are you doing in the United States?
Just coming for my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yo, it's crazy, though. Wow.
So, and when I check my vacation, I see you guys play Vegas. So, come to support my brother from New York City.
Thank you so much, man. It's crazy because we talk always on the thing where we see each other doing things. Plus, that new tattoo of that girl is amazing.
Thank you.
Yo, yeah, this guy's fucking good, man. Like. So, I'm happy you're out here. Fucking show you guys out here. For how long are you out here for?
2 weeks, but just that area for just a couple of days.
All right.
I'm going in back in LA on Saturdays to the Madball show.
Oh, cool. Biohazard, right?
Yeah.
Sure, tell him I said hello.
Wait, we're gonna see you before that.
Okay. You coming to the
Madball Scarhead, man?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a free show. Yes, it is. No, man, everyone has to pay. I love my friends, and it's so funny when we do business with friends, and everyone's always watching because all my friends are assholes. You know what I'm saying? And it's like when you do a tattoo for your friend, and they give you half the money. Like, yo, what the fuck?
I know.
This guy right here. This guy right here.
But I'm happy. So, what's going on with it? Tell me where they can get you in France, where you tattoo out of it, and everything, the information.
So, I sing in the.
Yo, hey, shut the fuck up! Thank you.
I sing in the hardcore band named Wendy Surrender since maybe more than 10 years.
Yeah.
We opened the show from Agnostic Front, Sigovido, yeah. Stuff like that. I've been tattoo artist since 22 years right now. So almost all of my life, oh, my working life. Man. Yeah. And I run the Rumblers Car Club since more than 10 years.
Shout out to Rumblers.
Milwaukee Mike. Mike. Yeah,
good
yeah.
Guy. That's a guy,
guy.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah.
Rumbles are good friends with DMS. Rod, shout out to Roger. Roger, I love you. So respect the Rumbles. It's a great car club, and fucking these dudes have great cars, and fucking it's a lifestyle. It's worldwide.
Yeah, it's worldwide. Like you have guys in Japan.
Yeah.
Everywhere in Europe and most everywhere in the United States.
Yeah.
It's a family like hardcore scene, like New York hardcore.
Yeah, that's cool because like I know in LA they have the crazy car clubs, right?
Yeah.
It's like a war between the guys. They all mad each other.
We got a bunch of chapter in the Ramblers in Los Angeles. You got Los Angeles chapter, SoCal, and a couple of Nomads.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Cool.
West Coast, you know.
Yeah, good. But yo, thank you for coming out, bro. But listen. I'm so glad that you're fucking here.
I'm glad I'm here.
He goes, my friend's downstairs. I said, hey, that's my boy.
People got a t-shirt.
Yeah, Rumblers.
Rumblers in the house.
Rumblers in the house, everyone.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Always. Love respect. Scam. So check this out.
So we got a big party going on, right?
But everyone, just Scam Dust is signing. We're doing the album or the EP. Me and Scam Dust.
I can't wait to do it because I got a lot of things going on in my life.
We're coming from Milwaukee. I'm gonna have a special team working on
that. Yo, shut the fuck up!
I got a special team working.
Thank you, bro. I need that. The truth is, I need you.
You need God. You need Jesus.
I need God. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
But when we did the Gods of War.
Yeah. Dope.
Like you brought me to LA, and
you're like a idiot savant.
No. What happened was What happened was I got a divorce like 20 something years ago.
Right.
And Eze called me and says, "I know you're not doing well." No, it was true.
I know you're not doing well. That was this morning.
No, that too. That was this morning and yesterday and like 20 years ago. But the truth is, I took a risk. I'm like, honestly, I didn't think I was going to make any music. I was like, I go over there, got a couple bucks and party or whatever. But we went over there to LA
and
we shot the Gods of War video.
We got signed to, I got a record deal for Eulogy Records.
It was kind of,
right?
It's kind of cool, you know? And we killed it because the truth is, that was some hot shit music when it came out.
We have our own style of music. Right.
Now, we're going to do something new right now because I got a big problem, right? I got to fix it. Can you fix my problem?
What's the problem?
I got a lot of shit going on, nigga. Can we write the music?
That's one.
Can you write the music?
Yeah.
There's some shit.
I got it.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Scam Dust coming out. Yo, niggas, you have no clue. I'm the undisputed, undercover, hardcore,
rap metal king shit. Rap metal king, sir.
Yo.
Gang gang.
Yo, Ezek, I love you, man. Yo, good day for backing me up, man. Because nobody knows what I do. Like, who's this guy? I'm crazy, but I'm a good guy. Get ready for the next rap metal king music.
Thank you. Oh, guys. Yeah, Rick.
I'm glad I put this on. It's going to destroy it.
Scary Dusty.
Yeah.
No. Oh, listen. Just say no.
Yeah. Say. Just say no.
Just say fucking yes. Right,
go.
Come on Friday, Queens, December 1st. Yeah. And Friday, December 1st. Come to the Dive Bar, Madball, Scarhead, and more. $35 at the door, $30 right now online. Go to DannyDiabloMerch.com or ForceFiveRecords.com. It's up there. So yeah, that's it. Thank you guys for tuning in. We try to do this every Friday. You can listen to this replay, this madness, on Monday on Diablo's Den podcast on Spotify, Spreaker, and
shout
more.
Shout out to Jay Reason.
Shout out to Jay Reason. Reason. Danny.
Piss Mob.
It's your CD release December 1st with Piss Mob. Listen, you can still pre-order.
I got a video out right now called Fire. Danny Diablo versus Piss Mob. Fire. Like it, subscribe, and share it. All right, yeah.
Yeah.
But everyone's coming out. I said shout out to also, we also have what's the name? Supreme Force Syndicate of Real Wolf Records. I'm doing something. It's a project with me, King Relic, Chucky Chuck, Insane Poetry, TJ Clay, Please Don't Deuce,
and more.
Tony Slippers.
Yeah.
And Big Lito. Big Lito.
We're also shooting a video this week with the Shark.
The Shark from Morris Park is up in this bitch. Shout out to the Shark. I love you, brother. But
Insane Poetry.
I did say it. So what I'm saying right now. Well, shout out to Real Wolf. Shout out to the whole fucking Force 5 Records family. Shout out to all the E-Train guys. That's it. I'm saying shout out to Necro, Ill Bill, Chubby, Nems.
What else?
Finny Paz.
Gore-Tex,
my brother Gore-Tex out there. All the hardcore kids, man, so, boy.
At this point, we're just naming people.
Hatebreed.
Johnny from 42nd Street.
Hatebreed.
They can't hear you on that. You
got to put this Kara, Hatebreed. Oh, yeah, that's also that's it, too.
It's all done.
Eat a dick, Rick.
speaking of bad beers and weak chins, he put his comment, about him not being
Ill Rock Familiar Tour. Yeah, Pascal.
Go.
Yes.
Oh. The real backbone. Rick does all the hard work. Yeah.
Cracks Atari.
The comments. It's all Rick, man.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
pretty much.
Oh.
Oh.
What's that?
That's the Phoenix
it's like
show.
The BBC. He's got so much work.
Look
done.
At that. Yeah. Count time, lockdown.
Not the
Cox,
but the British.
Oh.
Oh. God bless you, Ricky, Ricky.
That's a good picture.
Also, did we mention that you know, we're at 18 on iTunes when this dropped?
Yeah,
I mean, 18. It did pretty well.
No bad. Which
out? Great. That's these guys.
Ohio. Holy Toledo.
These kids are amazing.
Oh, why is that?
She was your ass last week.
I'm glad we didn't ask her about double anal, but I will next time.
Oh, shit. What's this?
I don't know.
That's just a fucking computer, bro. Daddy's looking at the menu.
All right, thank you guys very much. We appreciate it. The Ruckus Podcast Show, streaming every Friday at 8 p.m. live. We really appreciate it. See you later. Adios.
Hey, this is Dewey Halpas, host of Peer Pleasure on the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. Join me each week as I explore another long-form conversation with one of your favorite musicians, actors, comedians, or creatives. From Chino Moreno of the Deftones, John Gorley of Portugal the Man, to Fat Mike from NoFX, and Ian MacKay from Fugazi and Minor Threat, we go all over the map. From Fall Out Boy to Slayer, Peer Pleasure has it all. Check us out now on Sound Talent Media.